Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, thanks for tuning in to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Dr. TJ Ahn, a doctor of podiatric medicine and best-selling author of Opt Out, How to Take Back Financial Control of Your Private Clinical Practice Without the Hassle of Insurance Companies. Dr. Ahn is now a private practice consultant that helps physicians build profitable private practices without the hassle of insurance. Networks, you gotta love the sounds of this. And Dr. Ahn, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Eric.
Certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us, why did you write the book Opt Out? Get into those details.
Well, you know, as you introduced me here, I do have a private practice in Chicago area since 2007. Most doctors or healthcare entrepreneur agree with me that private practice owners who focus or base their practice on insurance pay model, they saw whole healthcare climate change past 10 years or so that private practice owners started struggling financially due to the insurance reimbursement decreased, yet patients' responsibility for insurance premium and deductible increased. So it made healthcare providers, especially in private practice model, really, really suffer, and I was actually one of them, and I did not want to give in or give up, and I kind of find my own way out of that, I call it sinking ship, and I wanted to share how other private practice owners, you know, can see through this problem and give them kind of blueprint or solution to get out of that detrimental model.
I'm sure there's a lot of great information to be of help for those that fall into this category, especially those that are looking to take financial control of their private clinical practices. Why is current healthcare detrimental to private practice owners?
Yeah, for example, you know, I'm a podiatrist, right? I do foot surgeries and, you know, typical foot and ankle problems to my patients. And I was based on insurance pay model, and like 95% of most specialists still based on insurance pay model. Now, problem is that I kind of said it earlier. For example, if I do typical foot surgery, for example, bunion surgery, it used to be very fair. It used to be fair 10 years ago. Doctors get reimbursed somewhere around $1,500 to $2,000 per surgical procedure, including all the other things that come with the surgery. So it kind of made sense. But believe it or not, now most insurance plan, and I think in most states, doctors get paid around $800 to $1,000 for bone surgery, and what they call value-based healthcare. Now, that doctors will know these terms, but value-based healthcare is that you know, anything related to this, for example, this foot procedure, doctors cannot get reimbursement for next 90 days. So imagine if you're a business owner, you get, you know, obviously practice revenue $800 for a surgical procedure, taking all the risks that you are performing bone surgery on your patient, then you cannot receive any further reimbursement for all the follow-up visits and like all the follow-up x-rays and anything related to that surgery supplies. You cannot bill for next 90 days. So, I mean, if you imagine, how can doctors now survive if they have a private practice, especially, and I don't know if you know about this, but most average doctors' student loan is $250,000 when they get out of medical school. So, I mean, if you punch the numbers, it's almost impossible to survive in this model. That's why I call this healthcare model detrimental.
Great information, most helpful, and certainly makes a lot of sense as well. Tell us, TJ, how do clinical practices opt out of insurance plans and build a cash pay model? Get into those details as well.
Sure. Again, most doctors are not trained to run, you know, other than run practice model other than based on insurance, right? Most doctors learn, obviously, in medical school, how to diagnose and treat ailments, how to fix patients' health problems, but most of them are not trained to run business. So again, I was one of them. So I had to learn my own way, you know, through different courses, taking a marketing course, communication course, influencing course, online marketing, also several mastermind group, attending many different business side conferences. So past 4 or 5 years, basically I had to learn my way to run business, I mean medical practice in the eyes of business or entrepreneurship. So you know, that's what you need to build cash pay model, because this is going to be completely foreign to most doctors, so that it's just like any other skill set. It's totally learnable and trainable, but doctors need to be exposed to the marketing side, communication side, etc., in order for them to get out of that insurance model and start looking their practice, focusing on more like pure exchange of service style. So doctors now can directly deal with patients. There's no insurance company in between, and doctors can focus on providing the best treatment solutions, not kind of not swayed by what insurance pays or what insurance doesn't pay. Doctors can directly deal with what is the best treatment solutions for patient, and doctors get paid, and patients get the VIP treatment. So that's the kind of essence of this cash-based concierge the treatment, I mean, practice model. Did I kind of make that clear?
It certainly is clear, and I think it's a great, great resource, this book, Opt Out, How to Take Back Financial Control of Your Private Clinical Practice Without the Hassle of Insurance Companies. And this information is most helpful today. We are joined by Dr. TJ Ahn, best-selling author of Opt Out, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, TJ, how does one convert their insurance-based private practice into a hybrid concierge model?
Yeah, it's definitely step-by-step approach. You cannot transform your practice from insurance model to cash pay model overnight. I highly, highly advise not to do that, because I have met a few doctors who I helped later, but they came to me and tried to, because it was more like the decision based on emotion, that they were so tired of the ridiculous low insurance reimbursement. They couldn't survive. They couldn't pay payroll. So they're like, oh, my God, you know, I'm just going to drop every insurance plan that I've been participating in, and I'm just going to start charging cash. That's a critical mistake. You cannot make any business decision based on emotion. I advise doctors to look at their numbers, look at analyze their insurance plans, and then you need to learn how to develop your marketing plan and your communication skill set before you start opting out insurance plan. So that's why I kind of wrote that book. It's most like a quick guidebook in a way. It's not a thick book. It's a very quick, easy read, but give them kind of 30,000 feet bird's eye view overall system of this cash pay model without risking your current practice model. So definitely you cannot jump to cash pay model overnight. You do need step-by-step plan and execution.
And another question for you, why is relying on insurance reimbursements the fastest way to fail your practice?
You know, going back to numbers, financials, doctor's practice is just like any other small business. I'm focusing on small business, right? The small, like efficient private practice model. I'm not talking about big hospital network or HMO network that, you know, they have this almost like kind of hierarchy of doctors and PAs and nurses. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about small business. You know, accounting and financial aspect of it, for them to thrive, they need revenue. Obviously, they need high revenue, but yet they need to control the expense so that you create higher profit margin so you can reinvest your profit back to your business. How, and then also to improve, you know, patient treatment, patient care, and also you can take care of your employees. You agree, right, Eric?
You bet I agree. And not only that, but it makes total sense. And I'm sure those that are struggling financially in their private practice are quite grateful and of this information, which is certainly timely as well. So thanks so much. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Sure. I love my profession. I'm a podiatrist again, but I love my colleagues. I feel so grateful, and I always feel honored to help and serve other colleagues just like me who are struggling currently and who don't know what to do next. Because I know they're worried about next month and next week. How can I bring more patients? And how can I survive? And how can I take care of my employees? Not only there, how can I take care of my family members next month? This is serious. Most people outside of healthcare world think doctors are making so much money. Doctors are doing great. I just told you in this interview, most doctors are on huge debt, and they're concerned, and they're seriously worried about how they're going to survive next month and next month. So I wanted to tell doctors and also other than doctors that doctors, they're noble professions. They want to help people. They want to help patients for public health. But most doctors cannot serve and cannot achieve their dreams in current healthcare environment. So I wanted to give doctors hope that, especially private practice owners, it doesn't have to be that way. And I've proven to myself, and I've helped many other doctors to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So if you want to know a little bit more about what I am about and what I can offer, I'm inviting them to come to my site. It's drtjan.com, drtjan.com. And I do have free webinars and a lot of resources for private practice owners can take a look.
Quite a bit of resources to tap into. Dr. On, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric, for inviting me to this beautiful interview.
Anytime, certainly was my pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. TJ On, a doctor of podiatric medicine and best-selling author of Opt Out, How to Take Back Financial Control of Your Private Clinical Practice Without the Hassle of Insurance Companies. Dr. On is now a private practice consultant that helps physicians build profitable private practices without the hassle of insurance networks. And for all the details and to tap into webinars and resources, as well as the book Opt Out, visit drtjon.com. Of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.